Good morning. My name is Wikiat. I co-lead Chai Tea House Church with my wife, Constance. Let us pray before we start. Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that we're able to gather together to just go through your words and pray, oh Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your words and your revelation in our hearts. As we start our day, oh Father God, with your word, we pray for the Holy Spirit to come. Help us, Lord, to be able to dive deep into your words, oh Father God. Help us be able to pray. Help us to be able to start our day right as we look to you, oh Father God, in everything that we do. We love you, Jesus. We pray all this in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen. Today we will be reading from Matthew chapter 21, verse 1 to 22. When they had approached Jerusalem and had come to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus said to two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied there and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them,' and immediately he will send them." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, gentle and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a beast of a burden." The disciples went and did just as Jesus has instructed them, and brought the donkey and the colt and laid their coats on them. And he sat on the coats. Most of the crowd spread their coats in the road, and others were cutting branches from the trees and spreading them in the road. The crowds going ahead of him and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." When he had entered Jerusalem, all the city was stirred, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all those who were buying and selling the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' and you are making it a robber's den." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he had done, and the children who were shouting in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they became indignant and said to him, "Do you hear what these children are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise for yourself'?" And he left them and went out of the city of Bethany and spent the night there. Now in the morning, when he was returning to the city, he became hungry. Seeing a lone fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it except leaves only. And he said to it, "No longer shall there be any fruit from you." And at once the fig tree withered. Seeing this, the disciples were amazed and asked, "How did the fig tree wither all at once?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and cast into the sea,' it will happen. And all things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." This is the word of the Lord. There are three stories here in this passage which we are fairly familiar with. But today, I'm going to focus on what Jesus said in the last verse as my reflection point. Let's look at it again. Jesus' disciples were asking him how the fig tree withered all at once. And Jesus answered them, ending in verse 22, by saying, "And all things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." And as we like to do in SP, I will also read the Message version. Jesus said, "Yes, and if you embrace this kingdom life and don't doubt God, you'll not only do minor feats like I did to the fig tree, but also triumph over huge obstacles. This mountain, for instance, you'll tell, 'Go jump in the lake,' and it will jump. Absolutely everything, ranging from small to large, As you make it a part of your believing prayer, gets included as you lay hold of God. As I reflect on this verse, I ask myself this question. Is my prayer a believing prayer or a routine prayer? For that, let me share my prayer life journey with you. It was 2021, a COVID year. That summer, I received news that my uncle had cancer. The family quickly banded and came together. We prayed, we encouraged him, we contended together, we were claiming healings and victory over the cancer. A few months passed, and the treatment seems to be working. The cancer markers were coming down, we were giving thanks. Then all of a sudden, came the U-turn. He started feeling pain, cancer markers were going up. Subsequent scans showed that the cancer had spread. We lost him just the following Chinese New Year. He was 59. I had managed to go back with my wife and son to be with him just a week before he passed. And in his eulogy, I remember saying that he is the reason why the entire family came to know Christ. And he has gone home to be with the Lord earlier so he could prepare and welcome the family in our eternity. I knew that experience hit the family hard. At least really hard for me. It was difficult for me to pray for healing after, or fully believing for healing prayers. There is just that little doubt in me that think that some things may just be too big for God. And then fast forward a little over a year later, just late last year actually, my dad was diagnosed with cancer. He was 63. When I received the news, my heart sank. I was struggling so much internally. What should I do? Why is this happening? No, God, not again. Not after what we have gone through. I was struggling spiritually. But did I pray? I did. Did I ask for healing? I did. Did I pray a believing prayer? I would think that I did. And to be perfectly honest, I think my circumstances then helped me to get there. I knew there was nothing I could do in my own strength, nothing at all except to believe in God. And it was not easy. I was struggling to come to that place to fully surrender and to believe in His grace, His goodness. But I prayed. I contended. I asked God for everything like how a child would ask his father. And the result was my dad went through a successful surgery. The cancer was removed. There was no spread. We had a good time during Chinese New Year just last month. He will soon start on his chemotherapy and all seems good. So praise God for that. My two experiences have two different outcomes. At least outcomes that are different from what I had hoped for. One received direct healing and one did not. But brothers and sisters, our Lord says that, and all things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. I believe we will receive what we ask for, even when it may not be apparent or clear to us. I think it was P. Sam who once said in this sermon, in one of his sermons, that God will always answer the prayer behind our prayer. God will always answer on what we truly want or yearn for. And I know as I continue to practice to completely surrender myself to God, fully believing in Him, He will reveal how He had answered my prayers. And my belief in this comes from another experience of answered prayer, but this one was completely on God's timing. Today is my wife's birthday, and I've always said that she's an answered prayer from God. I remember when I was still young, still in my youth, I was on fire for God, and I really tried to separate myself from the world, and it was really tough. My closest friends are not believers. So there would be constant peer pressure for me to do things that are cool and happening at that time. So in my quiet time, I would often think about how would this work in my life? How do I keep to God's word and at the same time live in a world that does everything so differently? And in my naivety, somehow I believed that answer to that was to have a godly wife. So I prayed for a godly wife for a season of my life. And later, I soon forgotten about the prayer. Life goes on, came studies, then came work. But God did not forget. I thank God each time I remember this prayer because He remembers and He answers in His own timing. It took about 10 years, I think. I met my wife, and the rest, they say, is answered prayer. Every single day now, looking at the challenges in front of me and what were behind me, I'm so thankful that it is my wife that God has placed in my life to walk alongside me, and how we are able to trust God together and where He would lead us. So do I have a perfect prayer life? No, far from it. I still go through ups and downs. I still question why some prayers are still not answered, even though I believe and earnestly surrender. But I have God's word. I have His truth. He says, "And all things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. And I will believe and keep His words in my heart. He will answer our prayers in His timing and according to His ways." So, brothers and sisters, can I encourage you to keep praying, keep contending. Pray a believing prayer, knowing that God will answer. In verse 13 that we just read, Jesus said, "My house shall be called a house of prayer." So let's do that. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to come and lead us in our prayer as the worship song plays. Thank you.
It was Michael Cross. So I could live in the freedom you died for. And now my life is yours, and I will sing of your goodness forever. It was my cross. It was my cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for. And now my life is yours, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. What is your name, Jesus? You deserve the praise. What is your name? What is your name, Jesus? Jesus, you deserve the praise. What is your name? And now my shame is gone. I stand amazed in your love undeniable. Your grace goes on and on, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. What is your name, Jesus? The praise. What is your name? What is your name, Jesus? You deserve the praise. What is your name? What is your name? Now in the heavens, as your glory fills this place, you alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens, as your glory fills this place, you alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens, as your glory fills this place, you alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens, as your glory fills this place, you alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Your name, Jesus, you deserve the praise. What is your name? What is your name, Jesus? You deserve the praise. What is your name?
Dear Heavenly Father, we have come to you for those who have not yet known Jesus, regardless of their nationality, race, skin color, religion, age, or gender, and where they come from. We ask you to send the Holy Spirit to open their hearts so that they can understand and accept the truth of the gospel and experience your unlimited love and mercy. Lord, please satisfy the desire of people's soul in the world, because you know the hearts and the needs of people. Please show your path clearly in their lives. We also pray for pastors, preachers, missionaries, and everyone working for the sake of your gospel, to have your wisdom and strength when spreading your good news. Please remove all obstacles so that they can spread the gospel freely and smoothly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Alright, why don't we come to the front and go into a time of community prayer. Before we enter any personal prayer requests, maybe focus on a few community prayers. Let's pray for our house churches that are gathering today. It's the last gatherings of the season, so that everyone would finish strong. And health over the people as well. I think we had like six people sick at our house church as well. So, all right, let's pray for our house church. Yes, Father, we lift up all the house churches that are gathering today. We pray for the leaders, that you would speak to them and lead them and guide them in how you want to lead the house church tonight, in terms of the conversations around the dinner table tonight, during worship time, prayer time, and just discussing your word, that you would just continue to lead them and guide them as well, that you would strengthen them as well, give them strength. And I just pray that there'd be no last minute changes with work or anything like that, but that their time would just open up for them to be able to lead their house churches. And we just pray for those that are attending as well. We pray health over our members as well, that they would just be in perfect health. Pray against any coughing, any flu symptoms or anything that's been going around. We just pray for just healing over our congregation as people gather one last time before going on break. That you just encourage them to attend today, whether they might be feeling down or whether they might be feeling lazy, that you would just encourage them to be there tonight as well. So, Father, we just pray as well for house churches that are going through transitions as well, whether it be leaders or people transitioning around. We just pray for the transition to go smoothly as well as you lead your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's pray for our speaker on Sunday. Is he going to be PSM? Is he preaching? Oh, you are? Oh, perfect. All right. Awesome. Let's pray for... P. Nate, for the message on Sunday. Do you have a topic or? Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, right? Let's pray for that. All right. Yeah, Father, we just lift up Nate for this Sunday as he prepares your word. Just pray for rest in the midst of doing all the other things and preparing today's message, that Sunday's message, that you would just open up pockets of time for him to be able to prepare in the midst of accomplishing other tasks. That Father, that you would just lead him and guide him, and that that he would just be with you as he prepares in this process of preparing the message, that you'd give him the words, that he would be able to just communicate with clarity, that you would organize his thoughts, that you would just organize what you are stirring in his heart to say, and give him the right words to speak. And so, Father, we just pray for Sunday's message, that on the Holy Spirit, that Holy Spirit that you're going to be moving in his heart and moving in our heart as well. And we thank you that you're softening in our hearts. Our hearts are ready for the word on Sunday. And we just pray as well for the people that are coming on Sunday, that you begin to soften our hearts to receive the word that you have ahead for us. And so, Father, we thank you, and we just bless Nate with rest. We pray against any sickness that may want to come upon his body. We just pray against that and just declare your protection over his life as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Why don't we pray for the different ministries on Sunday? So we have our children's ministry. We have our youth ministry, AV, worship team, welcome team. Anything I'm missing? Service coordinator. Oh, the well as well. Let's pray for all the very different ministries that happen on Sunday. Yes, Father, we lift up just everyone that is serving on Sunday, that they would just be well rested from Saturday night to Sunday morning, and just come with joy in their hearts to be able to partner and participate in the work that you're doing in the lives of people here at SP. So we just pray for rest in their lives. We pray for health as well, for no last minute cancellations of people not being able to serve, that people would just be able to follow through and be here on Sunday. But if there is, we just pray for just the exact replacement to come to step up in those moments as well. So, Father, cover the team, that the people that are serving on Sunday, that you'd be with them, leading and guiding our teachers as well, as a mentor and serve the next generation of worshipers. Be with them as well. So, Father, we thank you, and we just lift up every area of ministry that is happening as well. We just pray for everything to fall smoothly, and for us and for you to lead us and guide us and help us for the things that may not be going the way we thought they would be going. So, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Is there any immediate prayer requests for anyone?